This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Thursday, December 5th, brought to you by Stratovation Group. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. A partisan battle appears to be blocking a disaster assistance supplemental bill of the House. About 40 legislators of the House Freedom Caucus oppose an unpaid disaster supplemental bill. The group says it would fund the Biden administration, which has politicized disaster aid relief and set a priority for illegal immigrants over American citizens. In a statement, the group said, quote, the House should consider only what is absolutely necessary right now to provide critical relief to hurricane victims and farmers and pay for it with offsets from wasteful spending elsewhere in the government. The stance of the Freedom Caucus could force House Speaker Mike Johnson to decide if he will again rely on Democratic votes to pass aid before the end of the year. Today, American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duvall said there is no doubt Congress needs to provide disaster assistance.
Yeah, I can take them to almost every region of the country and show them some natural disaster they've experienced, whether it be tornado, hurricane, straight line winds, fires, drought, and too much water. I mean, it's been all over the country, and that coupled with the other challenges we're facing has made it very, very difficult in agriculture.
Duvall said Congress cannot ignore the economic crisis crop farmers are facing. This week, House Ag Chairman Glenn Thompson and Senate Ag Ranking Member John Bozeman said crop farmers have lost $50 billion over the past 2 years.
That is proof of how serious it is, because we're very concerned that there's 20 to 30% of our farmers out there that might not qualify for our operating loan. Congress has dragged their feet and not attempted to help fix the problem with either a new farm bill that's modernized or disaster payments. And now we're in a position where we have to have an economic payment alongside of it.
So if I'm looking at dollars and cents, and with all due respect to the USDA, politics aside, Duvall says Congress doesn't have a choice. The Georgia farmer sees chances for a farm bill slipping away in the lame duck session, and he faults legislators for not meeting the needs of farmers and ranchers across the nation.
We've been kicking this can down the road for 2 years trying to get a farm bill done. And, we've experienced COVID. We've experienced a bad economy, inflation, instability across the world. It's raised the cost of production for us. And it's not the same day as it was in 2018 when we passed that really good farm bill out then. It needs to be modernized. Our farmers deserve to have a modernized farm bill so that it does provide that safety net that protects not only our farms and ranches with risk management tools, but also protects our food system in this country, which is so vitally important to our national security.
Duvall says disaster and economic assistance, as well as a new farm and food bill, are critical elements to protecting the nation's food security.
Our farms, they are our vehicle to be able to provide a living for our families and protect the natural resources on our soil and be able to provide food for all the other Americans across this country. There's an absolute need to make sure that we secure our food system by supporting farmers and ranchers, however that might be, whether it be economic, disaster, or new farm, modernized farm bill.
Finally, Duvall says Congress has used border security as an excuse to ignore ag worker and immigration legislation. He says Congress may have to ante up under a second Trump term.
This president-elect says he's going to secure the border. If he does that, maybe, hopefully, that's going to open up a door for us to really look at comprehensive immigration reform, along with a good guest worker program that will supply labor for our farms in the future.
Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Stratovation Group. Ready to elevate your impact and results? Look no further than Stratovation Group. Our team of research and marketing pros understands the challenges faced by agribusinesses and organizations by engaging with the hardworking farmers who drive your success. We dig deeper to uncover insights that fuel your growth through smart, informed strategies that work. We're not just advisors, we're your growth partners. Visit StratovationGroup.com to see where strategy meets innovation. Stratovation Group, proud research partners with AgriPulse. Well, that's all for today's AgriPulse Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Downing.